This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, coming up on Memorial Day weekend. Now, I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there right now working on the Third Watch, thanks for the job you're doing keeping America rolling along. Now, that goes to especially to our over-the-road 18-wheeler drivers, the men and the women behind the big rigs going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and also to people like Felix and the United States Postal Service bulk mail team out there hauling the bulk mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices so you get your mail delivery today. And, of course, our suicide jockeys, Tom and company, that are out there hauling gas and diesel to the gas stations. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter at Captain's America. We're also on the Truth, I can't think of it right now. Doggone it, Donald Trump's, Kyle will get that to me. Okay, what is it, Kyle?
Yes, Truth Social.
Yeah, there we go. See, it's so new, I'm hardly even aware of what it is. But Truth Social, Donald Trump's website. And I'm over there at Captain's America putting different things up there, getting more followers to follow us over there, too. And, of course, you can take a look at our podcast. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com is our website. Our podcast is over there. And all our different events and things that we do are over there, too. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right. Let's go right to Kyle Warren. And, Kyle, we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America,
of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands,
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God,
indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course we emphasize those two words in there, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Yeah, I haven't been on Truth Social long enough to get it quite memorized in my brain, if you will, because I just post one thing a day up there, and it's the podcast. So far, that's all I'm putting there.
Right.
Yep. And it's a work in progress. I get people every day that are wanting to be a part of that. Okay. Police are facing questions about their response to the 18-year-old gunman who killed the 19 students and two teachers at the Uvalde, Texas Elementary School. That's kind of turned itself around, and we don't really know exactly what we're dealing with there yet, but apparently some of the facts aren't the facts as we know them. They've changed from yesterday to today.
Well, right. What we understand is that the gunman looks like he went through an unlocked door, did not have to, quote, shoot his way in from some of the early information that we had. We understand that he opened fire to individuals across the way from where he crashed his vehicle and opened fire on people at a nearby funeral home who had come out to see what was happening at that time. And then, of course, also, Captain, this notion that there was a period of time that elapsed last a seemingly long period of time, comparatively so, between when the gunman was doing the shooting and the gunshots were being heard to the time when the police were able to breach the room or the building with enough firepower to go in and take down the shooter. So these are some of the big questions that they're facing right now.
Well, the man started out by shooting and critically wounding his grandmother before driving her truck to the Robb Elementary School, crashing it in a drainage ditch nearby. Now, what he did was he, luckily for her, shot her from one cheek to the other cheek. The bullet went from one side to the other, did a fair amount of facial damage to her. But she was able to call for help and, you know, get the whole thing started that way. Now, he fired, of course, as you said, at the bystanders at the funeral home before entering the building through the side door, which may have been left unlocked by the looks of things. And that was the door that his grandmother, who used to work at that school, went in. So he knew that entrance.
Exactly right. And we also understand from one of the people that was there that there was an awards day going on, as it's being described, and that parents, according to one of the witnesses there, that they were coming in and out through those doors. So that may be one explanation as to why that door was unlocked in the first place during a regular school day when, as far as we know, it should have been locked.
Now, here's where things start to go sketchy. When he got into the school, into the hallway, the gunman shot two police officers who tried to intervene him with him before he gained access into the classroom where he killed all 21 victims. Now, police are facing scrutiny over how long it took for them to respond, and we still can't say with definity that he did shoot two police officers and they were taken out of the way. We don't know that for sure. It's just part of the story coming from NBC News, so we have to wait to get confirmation on that. Now, the Texas Department of Public Safety said that the gunman was inside the classroom for about an hour before Border Patrol agents came in with their tactical team and busted through the door and killed him.
Right, and the other reports, too, is that you'd had people standing outside the building telling law enforcement, you know, why aren't you going in? Why aren't you protecting the kid?
Well, they were yelling at him.
Yeah, this is...
One woman managed to get in there, get her kids out. After she was told not to go in, she went in, got her kids out, and came back out on the street and said, look what I did, look what I did. Anyway, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with Kyle Warren. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I shall return.
Captain Matt Bruce here. I'll be in Moss Nissan with Tailgate Pro Entertainment this Saturday, noon to 3, in Newport Richey. There's free food, plus games and races on the big screen, and games like Cornhole, Giant Zynga, and more. Check out Moss Nissan selection.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Captain Matt Bruce here. I'll be at Moss Nissan with Tailgate Pro Entertainment this Saturday, noon to 3, in Newport Richey. There's free food, plus games and races on the big screen, and games like Cornhole, Giant Zynga, and more. Check out Moss Nissan's selection of new and pre-owned cars and trucks. Moss has inventory that the others don't. And for fall sports tailgating, the perfect solution for corporate game day entertainment, go to tailgateproentertainment.com. See you Saturday, noon to 3, at Moss Nissan, 19 and 54, Newport. Or Richie.
And I'm going to have a movie star with me. Yep, that's right, a movie star. Well, anyway, she thinks she is, and I think she probably is, too. You'll want to stop by and see who it is I'm talking about, and we're going to have all kinds of freebies to give to the kids. And, of course, the games that they play up there off that truck are a lot of fun, too. It'll be a nice, great time for the family in the weekend if you got, you know, I'm about doing stuff and you want to stop by and have a good time and have some free food. That's the place to do it. Moss Nissan, Newport Richey, 1954. Going to bring Kyle back into the mix here. Mr. Kyle, how are you?
Hey, Captain.
Now, the Georgia GOP turnout, they weren't supposed to have that kind of a turnout because the vote was being suppressed, right?
Right. Yeah, the suppression.
And it was supposed to be a bad vote, and Stacey Abrams was warning everybody, and a few other people were, and apparently she's got her head stuck down in the sand so far you can't see it right now, because to me, I saw a lot of people show up, and they weren't Democratic voters.
Well, that's right. I think the number that we're hearing, Captain, is that it looks like the participation for GOP voters is up by 96%.
Well,
and Democrats up by about 26.
I could be wrong, but we used to call stuff like that a tsunami.
I think you're right. I think it's an avalanche, a tsunami, or whatever you want to call it. It's it's a very, very bad for the Democrat Party at this point. There's just no doubt about it. The enthusiasm, Captain, is off the charts because of what people see going on, not only nationally, but around their local areas as well.
So I think it's fair to assume that we could say a red tsunami is coming in November of 2022.
Well, I do think that that's we're on track for that, certainly. Because, number one, I hate to say, I don't think inflation is going to go down. Gas prices aren't going to go down.
No.
Fuel, food prices, everything prices aren't just going to start going down. We're not going to suddenly start seeing the real estate market get a lot better. We're not going to say, things aren't going to happen in just a few short months, unfortunately. So those issues are still going to be there. The only other thing is something that I think the Democrat Party is trying to do, and that is to engineer a major catastrophe about the Roe v. Wade decision. If that comes down, that agrees with whatever the leaked pre-opinion was. So they may try to do that, or they'll try to latch on to something else that has to do with public health, because they know that they poll very well when it comes to doing issues about public health, especially things like COVID.
Actually, they don't. Their polling numbers are way down on that. Way down.
Well, I know that in the past they have been seen as, quote, handling it better. But I don't think that's really going to be an issue. I really don't. I don't think people, even if you started to see some of the cases go up, nobody's going to say, I want you to kill the economy again. I want you to, lock us all down again. We can't go to the movies ever again. People just aren't going to buy that kind of stuff.
Now, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said it had identified 9 monkeypox cases in 7 U.S. states. Now, the cases were confirmed in Massachusetts, Florida, Utah, Washington, California, Virginia, and New York. And so far, they pretty much had everything under control, but it wouldn't take much for this to go nuts. And it looks like as if the monkeypox looks a lot like shingles.
Yeah, very interesting. And the last I heard as well is that it may be transmitted sexually more often than not, in the sense of how this may be being transferred. It's also got kind of a scary name, the monkeypox. It's very ominous sounding, but certainly it doesn't look like, from what we've seen in terms of photographs of what this looks like, that you'd have anything to do with it at all. It's terrible.
Well, there was something on Facebook yesterday that said monkeypox spotted in Texas, and it was a picture of the group, the monkeys, and they had pox all over their faces.
Oh, no. The memes just seem to keep on coming with that. But certainly this notion, and of course you got to tie this in with the idea that I think the Biden administration wants to be very serious about having a global order, as it were, of how you would deal with, a quote, another global pandemic. And some of that is very scary stuff in terms of our ability to react using our own sovereignty about things.
Now, Ukraine yesterday was shelled. A Russian offensive has once again begun in the South Donbas region in Ukraine, where some 40 towns were shelled with artillery.
Well, that's right, and we've seen this developing over the last 24 hours or so as well. That's just a lot of activity, and we're not seeing a lot of this in the news. As a matter of fact, it seems to have, for lack of a better expression, sort of cooled down a little bit, but there's still intense fighting going on.
Right. And, of course, we had talked about Donald Trump and, that they were going to come up. If he lost Georgia, they were going to say, well, Donald Trump got beat in Georgia, blah, 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 blah. And sure enough, it showed up, didn't it?
Well, of course. Yep.
And, of course, there's another report that says he's lost some of his appeal because now he must testify in his New York civil probe that's going on there.
Well, that's right. And, of course, sort of what's behind a lot of this, too, is to try to make sure that Donald Trump is not able to run, basically, or would decide against it based on whatever the outcome of events would be here. So unfortunately, there's such a huge political aspect to this, but we'll see.
Yeah, and that is what they're trying to do. They're trying to stop him from running again by creating this wall of uncertainty out there. But I don't think it's going to happen. I that's just my thought. But then, what do I know?
Well, a lot of these things about Donald Trump have come and gone. Not the least of which, of course, is the made-up fake dossier that we now know, according to testimony, was okayed by Hillary Clinton to be released as if it was a legitimate thing, and then to come out and say, hey, we just saw this in the news. Wow, we're shocked by this. How did this ever happen? You know, and so it, these different things about Donald Trump, you know, a lot of times add up to nothing.
And I just got a blurb come across here on the wires. This is from CNN that just came across. And I'll read it verbatim. Texas Department of Public Safety spokesman Chris Alvarez said the gunman was inside the classroom for about an hour before Border Patrol agents broke down the door and killed him. However, investigators are still working on an official timeline.
Wow. Wow. Well, that seems to comport with some of the things we've been reporting here earlier today on the program, but it's good to get some confirmation, it appears.
Yeah, but an hour?
An hour. Oh, I agree. Yeah, see, this is what I'm talking about. This whole thing of why the holding back in what is arguably and quite clearly an emergency situation where any delay will cost lives. And they'll be reviewing it and these kinds of things. But as far as I know, Captain, the protocols have evolved quite dramatically insofar as that active shooters have to be confronted immediately.
Sure.
And not take a long time to try to, you know, strategize or something.
That is the general way of doing it. Bust in and surprise them and get them out of the way. Yep. Before they can
right.
kill anymore. Because he had a lot
right.
of ammunition with him.
Yeah, you were telling me, I think, just before we went on the show tonight, something about 300 rounds of
360
ammunition.
360 rounds.
Yeah, so that's just unbelievably a large amount of ammunition.
Yeah, he was planning on doing a whole bunch of damage. As a matter of fact, he might have been planning on getting out of there.
Possibly. You know, forensically, they'll sort of psychologically try to build a profile on this person. But, you know, obviously someone who would shoot their grandmother and then drive over to the school and then commit the heinous acts he committed there is just a off the deep end crazy.
Yes, yes, and yes. Okay, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more here on the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle. First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News. Multiple Uvalde parents are speaking out, as well as videos are circulating on social media that shows family members, some of whom can be heard yelling at law enforcement officials, trying to enter Robb Elementary School. USA Radio News reporter Lance Pry has more.
The gunman who killed 19 students and two teachers at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school Tuesday was on the school property for up to an hour before law enforcement entered the barricaded classroom and killed him. Texas DPS Public Information Officer Lieutenant Chris Olivares on CNN.
We have an active shooter situation. We're trying to preserve any further loss of life. We cannot have, and as much as they want to go into that school, we cannot have individuals go into that school, especially if they're not armed.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com. You need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com. You need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN.
You know, that's our syndicator, GCN, and I want to appreciate and thank everybody that's carrying a radio program. More stations coming aboard, and we appreciate you doing that and having that confidence in us. But I want to just go on the record again and tell you, this radio show is not about me. It's not about Kyle. It's not about any one of my guests. It's about the message we put out there. And our message is all about America. We are Americans first, and everything comes after that. And we will preach it like it is when it comes to being an American, because there's not enough of that going on here in this country today. I'm going to bring Kyle into this, and Kyle, I appreciate you being around to help the way that you do. And also the fact that, as I said, and you, of all people, you live out there in the Communist Republic of California, so you really know what's going on.
Right. No. Well, I appreciate what you said, Captain, and you're absolutely right. You know, the love for America, that's where it all starts. And everything just flows quite naturally from there in a common sense way. That's what we're all about.
Yep, and this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow. All you got to do is trot on over to MyPillow.com, go into the Radio Listener Specials page, use the promo code CAPTAIN on MyPillow.com, and you'll be able to save a whole bunch of money and a lot of stuff in there. And if you want to give them a call, you can do that too at 800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN. And don't forget about the MyPillow slippers that are on sale right now, too, because you can save $90 on those slippers. $90. And, boy, they're worth the money. They really are. I know, because I got two pair now. Two pair. So there you go. Well, Kyle, more GOP lawmakers are showing openness to promoting a red flag gun law.
Well, yeah, I believe so. I know that I think Mitch McConnell just recently, I saw one of the headlines saying that he was more open now to some of these concepts, basically. Politically speaking, it is something that I think any lawmakers would have a hard time trying to poo-poo the idea of red flag laws. What those red flag laws actually would be, or exactly how things would operate, that's a matter for discussion and debate. But obviously, if somebody is mentally ill, as we expect this shooter was in the extreme, then there perhaps are ways to try to identify that and at least put resources to identifying that.
Well, what part of it has to do with is the military PTSD guys and gals that are suffering from PTSD. And a lot of their therapy deals with being outdoors, hunting, fishing, maybe gun repair or something like that to get their mind off what they're doing. And they do it in such a way that it seems to work okay for them. By the way, we've got, let's see here, breaking story. Four people killed in a Pennsylvania house explosion in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. Just happened just a little short while ago. It might be a natural gas leak, but Pottstown, PA, four people killed in an explosion in a house. What a terrible shame.
That is terrible. And, yes, I think they said that there was a smell of gas, I believe, earlier. So this is definitely something that we'll get more details about. You're right, Pottstown, Pennsylvania, yes.
All right, before we go to the caller, on the nuclear brink in Iran, in Ukraine, rather, sorry, on the nuclear brink in Ukraine, our U.S. intelligence is totally blind. We have no idea what's going on there.
And that's not a good thing. That is something that obviously sometimes these kinds of things are only accomplished by having people on site, basically, or having contacts. Electronic surveillance or electronic means sometimes does not tell you the full picture.
Right. And a USDA has proposed a new transparency in the rules for meat poultry processing, and we'll see what happens there, but they're definitely going to try some new things.
Yep, exactly right.
So we'll see what happens. That has to do with some of the diseases that have come floating out the door here lately. And we got one more thing, and then I'm going to save this other one for last. House Republicans' momentum is growing before the midterm elections. The House Republicans can taste the victory now in November.
And I think that's really true. And by the same token, though, they need to play like they're, you know,
you got to act like you're 10 points behind.
Exactly, and yep. Because what they're getting a lift from the terrible mistakes of the Biden administration, but they also have to be able to deliver not only in terms of what their concepts would be prior to the election, but deliver after the election as well. That's how you maintain it.
Okay, we're going to go to the phone lines, and I think I know who this is, and if it is, we're going to spend a couple minutes with him, see what's on his mind. Okay, is this Eric in East Tennessee?
Hey, yes, sir. Good morning, gentlemen.
You can't cloak yourself anymore.
Yeah, roger that, sir. Hey,
I have secret ways. Go ahead.
You're like my mom, you got eyes in the back of your head.
Go ahead.
Now, real quick, I was wondering if I could say something about this, the Uvalde shooting incident, the, you know, murder, rampage, and what the horror. I don't think the Border Patrol tactical team is receiving enough kudos and hats off and respect that they duly reserve.
Well, we're giving it to them. We're giving it to them.
No, Roger that. No, I'm not, you know, present company excluded, so to speak.
Right.
They, along with U.S. Marshals, the Border Patrol and Marshals are basically the Marine Corps of the Department of Justice and law enforcement. They're the first to go, last to know, and got to do everything and pull off Superman feats, superhero feats on a shoestring budget.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number one. Number two, this tactical team, I got buddies still in the community, retired guys, let's just say they're doing their own thing, training federal agencies in some of these tactics and procedures, if you will.
Yep.
The word's coming out through the, and I'm not sure if it's in the news yet or not, the word coming through the pipeline is they actually did what's called a rolling hard hit in the business, is what that's called. And basically they were going there to support local law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point when they got the word, the proverbial balloon went up, they got the call, they were understanding they were going to be, you know, backup secondary or whatever. Well, when they get on station, so to speak, they were told their primary breach. They are the first ones in. So they had to, you know, basically go and hitting this school blind, if you will. I mean, this is kind of military term. There's some, you know, other law enforcement terms people can use. I'm just going to use the military term. They did a rolling hard hit on this place, going in blind,
yep,
which means they have no idea what's going on. Well, they have a general idea, but they don't know necessarily know the layout of the room.
Nope.
They don't know, you know, everything's an estimation or appears to be the old ATB, Alpha Tango Bravo, that gets transmitted, you know, on the net, and, you know, the Whiskey Tango Foxtrot starts going off.
Yeah.
But once you make a hard breach, you're going in blind, and you have a millisecond to make decisions especially.
Okay. You're going to run out of time, so you got 30 seconds.
Roger that. What I'm saying is they deserve all the credit, and local law enforcement heads should roll with what we know publicly and what's coming through the grapevine.
Right.
Heads should roll on this one, because the souls of dead children are worth more than what the Texas DPS is allowing to happen at these press conferences. Thanks for taking my call.
Right.
Thanks for letting me.
Thank you very much, Eric. And here's the one thing I'm going to add to this, and Kyle, you can venture in if you want. This is going to be a little bit disgusting to say, but there were some kids in there that were bleeding out while this was going on.
Yeah, that's, I mean,
that might have been able to have been saved.
Well, right. That's horrible to contemplate, and because it's the time factor. And yes, you could be going in blind, so to speak, but if these moments when literally minutes matter, I don't know anybody who would say, well, they shouldn't go in, you know. So it's just a terrible thing.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought, and we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. So don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood where I'm at. I hope it is going to be where you're at. So hang in there, and I'll be right back with more on our Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming up.
This is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Just like you. My hair's turning white, my neck's always been red, my collar's still blue. We've always been here, just trying to sing the truth to you.
That's Leonard Skinner, the Red, White, and Blue. A little preempt to what's coming up this weekend. You're going to see a lot of Red, White, and Blue. When you see it, make sure you remember it's all about America. It's all about America first and those that came before us and those that paved the way for every one of us to be here and doing what we're doing today. All right, Kyle, take it away. What's going on out west of the weather?
Well, thank you, Captain. We do, of course, have some hot and dry weather to tell you about. That's going to be in the southwest corner of Denver. It's going to head on over into Utah as you go across I-70, also southern Utah, and also heat and dry weather in the Las Vegas area, mostly the southern part of Nevada. But in the northern part of Nevada, you're going to have some cooling going on, even chances of rain showers, especially as you head across I-80. And speaking of rain showers, checking out the radar map last hour. We were talking about the rain around Elko. It's still in that area, but dissipating a little bit out of Elko, but you'll still have some of that as you head out of Elko going east on I-80, so you definitely want to be aware of that. Also in the Montana area, looks like the rain passed on by Missoula now, so that's good, but it's in the Helena region. And then also south of there down towards Salmon, and then also south of Darby and Hamilton, you've got a lot of rain on the map right now. Seattle and Portland, you've got rain in the forecast for the next several days, of course, over Memorial Day weekend. But right now, heading out I-90 near Richville, Spokane, you've got rain. Rain coming out of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, as well as you head into Montana. So be very careful out there.
Okay, must start on the East Coast, going to work west, Pennsylvania. Got a little bit of rain, a little bit of fog from Philadelphia up towards Allentown, on out towards Breezewood, and then you got some fog along the waterways, if you will, right there in the East Coast, Chesapeake Bay, and coming up the river. Got a little bit more fog down there around North Carolina. Got a little bit of rain in the area around Myrtle Beach right now, some showers offshore. Got some showers in South Florida, south of Lake Okeechobee on down to Miami, and got some showers in the mountains of North Carolina and South Carolina, and a little bit of flooding right now up in Virginia in the mountains over there coming up I-85, so be advised of that. You're going to have a little bit of off-stream flooding if you get off the highway there, it looks like. And going over to the Chicago area, we've got some fog in Chicago tonight. Got some lake flooding right there along Lake Michigan on the west coast of Michigan, right along the water there, all the way around. So be advised of that. And then we do have some little bit of flooding again up there in Minnesota, right around Duluth, west of Duluth. Been there all week long, and I see that's still there. Come on down to Kansas. We got some lower areas of water that are going over the banks there, the little streams and rivers around Kansas City, up 35 right there on the state line, coming out of Oklahoma, and then going on down to Dallas, the Metroplex there. We got some fog in the area in Dallas, San Antonio, some fog and some just stagnant air that's down there from all the heat that they've had. Let's see, Houston on down all the way down to the valley. Still got some couple areas where it's missing, little holes in there. But you do have some fog along the waterway down there. Okay, Kyle, go ahead and tell us what goes on at the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, Captain, of course, the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, they want you to stop in because they want you to be your oasis out there on the roadways, especially as you're traveling for the summertime. Of course, it's road trip day, National Road Trip Day today, May 27th. So definitely pull into the Pilot and Flying J. You can enter a fuel giveaway. 100 road trippers can win fuel cards. This is a great thing, so definitely go to pilotflyingj.com to find out more. And you can also use the locations function to find the Pilot or Flying J Travel Center nearest you. So definitely do that today. And then you can also find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
Right, you are. And I hope, Kyle, that you have yourself a great day today. Get yourself all geared up for tonight because we're going to have a big Memorial Day show, as we always do. And you're going to have a feature where you're going to pick a military unit or a military individual, and you're going to tell the world what it was that person did to become famous.
Yes, we certainly are. And it's going to be a great show. Absolutely.
All right. Look forward to talking to you then. Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't forget KyleWarrenShow.com to go find out more about him. All righty, now going to the telephone line, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
All righty, and hopefully you're having yourself a good day up there on the mountaintop. Now, we've got a lot of conflicting statements coming out about timelines and who did what and what time this happened and that happened, and it looks like as if this kid spent about an hour in that school.
Yeah, this is kind of a remarkable set of developments that's happening here. Actually quite terrifying. So I think there's a lot of still explaining to do, but any part of being in there an hour without some kind of confrontation is not acceptable, period, not acceptable. So don't know where this is necessarily going to lead, have no idea, but there has to be a reason. I think they're going to end up going through all of the radio transcripts, the communications, the procedures. This one's bad, but I see it.
Okay. Well, with all that being said, I certainly believe that we do have something that's going to happen here. I don't know what the something is going to be yet, but we do know that the Border Patrol, by all signs and by all means, were the ones that literally saved the day and should get most of the kudos.
Well, I think, we have some burdens that are placed on law enforcement that in really, in the long and short of it, shouldn't be there. There were way too many warning signs on this cat, this shooter. And, you know, I'll keep saying it. It's not about the gun. It's about a mental defect.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, right after the top of the hour news and all that great stuff when your stations get a chance to identify themselves. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.